This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, that telephone number, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And we're talking about the Russia Central Bank proposing that it might be a good idea to ban all cryptocurrency mining, creation, and trading within Russia. We're also going to be talking about the New York City mayor, who is taking his first three paychecks in Bitcoin and Ethereum. I imagine he's using these, I wish I could remember the name of them, like wage to pay or something like that, that allows you to divert like 2% of your check if you want, or 100% if you want, into essentially a cryptocurrency exchange that will automatically convert your paycheck into cryptocurrency and send it to your personal private Bitcoin or whatever cryptocurrency wallet. I wish I could remember the name of that service. But
me too.
We only talked about it once here on the show, and not being able to use such services, I wasn't able to, explore it and, register it to memory. It was something that only came up once. If you're out there and you remember what that website is, give us a call and let us know. 603-283-6160. Anyway, we got all of that coming up.
That means this isn't just for celebrities anymore, because I keep hearing about one celebrity after another who's like, oh, they're taking this in Bitcoin, they're taking this in Ethereum, they're taking this in cryptocurrency, and now it's politicians too. And I am glad to hear that that's available for just regular everyday folks who don't know how to run this stuff.
Yep, it's an awesome development. But let's get to the phones. We have Sarah, who is on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah?
Oh, yes. I just want to say that, I am in favor of Russians taking back Ukraine or invading because
favor of one nation invading with a military force in order to kill and subjugate another nation?
But wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Ukraine.
You said you're okay with Russia invading Ukraine. This means that Russia is going to send in the military into Ukraine, and people are going to die.
Well, but look at the I was looking at the writing. It's Russian writing. It was part of Russia, wasn't it? Or was it? I'm confused. Was it part of Russia, or was it a separate country that Russia controlled, like Poland or Czechoslovakia? I don't even know. I don't even know how it was.
You don't even
know
and yet you're totally fine with one military invading another. And to answer your question, the alphabet in question, I don't know how it's pronounced. I'm assuming Cyrillic. It's an alphabet. It's based on the Greek alphabet, in fact, and it represents Slavic sounds, but with about a dozen additional letters invented to represent Slavic sounds not typically found in Greek. So it's not like exclusively a Russian language. It's a Slavic written language that is evolved from Greek.
Russian is spoken in parts of Ukraine.
Right. So in other words, the Russians, their so-called iron, their influence reached all the way to Poland, Latvia, Estonia, all the way up to Eastern Germany. That's why they made a big deal about the wall. So
yes,
they're just
taking
back what belonged to them, like they had before. So
Sarah. Okay. There's so much wrong with everything you just said. Whether or not how it was 35 years ago or however long ago it was, I think 35 years, give or take, is about 37 years or 30. Oh, I don't know exactly when the wall in Berlin fell, but however it was then is not how it is now. Ukraine is a separate, distinct nation. The USSR no longer exists. the Russian Federation. I don't know whether or not that exists or not, but Ukraine isn't a part of it.
That's what Russia is the Russian Federation.
And Ukraine is not a part of it. This is not Russia taking back what is theirs. This is Russia invading and conquering another country, killing a lot of innocent people in the process. How can you possibly be okay with this?
Well, because here's the thing, is that I believe that Russians, they are still communists, but they have communist values. So therefore, it's a good thing to balance out the capitalists.
Sarah? When she says stuff like that, I'm convinced she is playing like 5D chess and is just one of the best trolls we've ever known.
There was this thing that happened called the fall of the Soviet Union, and if you, like, really just take some time, study the history between, say, the late 80s and now in Russia, and what changes have occurred. Like, they are a capitalist country. By most metrics, they're actually a more capitalist country than the United States of America.
So, after the fall of the Soviet Union, what good came out of it as far as the working class?
What good came out of the fall of the Soviet Union for the working class? They stopped starving to death. Literally that. During the Soviet Union, there was state-imposed starvation. Now, there's an argument as to whether it was intentional state-imposed starvation or whether it was merely extremely lethal incompetence. But why
would assume that?
I actually don't know. I think that it was specifically intentional because they had a lot of resistance in the region, so they're like, well, let's just kill off a bunch of them through starvation.
Remember Reagan was president when the Berlin Wall fell, and I got excited because I really thought it was something good that happened. And one of the speeches, in part of the speech, it says our social security is bankrupt. It's going to end. That was part of the celebration. Okay, and I was 18 when I was hearing that. I'm like, why is that great? Why is that celebration? But they are going to do away with Social Security because they've been telling us that it's been depleted. That's a communist
policy
that they're going to do away with.
You're doing a complete segue whiplash here. But, okay, so Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. Like, by definition, like, if you look up what a Ponzi scheme is, what a pyramid scheme is, how it works, and you just read what the intended function of Social Security, like, they are built in the exact same way, except that with Social Security, you have people with guns forcing you to take the Ponzi scheme, whereas in a Ponzi scheme, you have to convince the next set of people that you will be able to convince people after them so that they can profit.
Sarah, thank you so much for the call tonight. You know, I want to take Sarah at face value, but when she says stuff like, I want Russia to invade Ukraine because then that will increase the number of communists because I think the Russians are secretly still communist. So the Russia having control of Ukraine will increase the amount of communism in the world to combat the capitalism in the world.
I believe she's completely sincere. This is exactly what I was talking about when we brought this up in the first place, is that in the minds of most people, the conflict between NATO and the USSR, and especially between the United States and the USSR, was so traumatic and so big in historical world events that it has just left this indelible mark on people's minds about what Russia is and what America is, so that no matter how communist America acts, they call it a capitalist country, and no matter how capitalist Russia acts, they still think of it as the USSR as a communist superpower.
See, and that's what shocks me about Sarah, because she recognizes that Social Security is communism. It's a communist policy.
Yep.
And it's a Ponzi scheme because that's ultimately what communism is as well. It's just a giant Ponzi scheme. Oh, we'll give you some bread if you give me your bread, and then you go out there and convince some other people to give you their bread, then you'll have some bread.
And just a quick caveat, I'm using communist in the authoritarian sense, not the utopian sense of the word.
Right.
Because there is a utopian sense of the word that is just, you know, rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, and I don't object to that utopian sense. I think it's probably as unrealistic as an idea as one can come up with, but in theory, sure, it's totally possible to have a peaceful, functional communist anarchy where nothing ever goes wrong. I just don't think it's very likely. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about Bitcoin and this New York City mayor who's being paid in it.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
calls and thoughts are welcome. You are welcome to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. Talk about whatever is important to you, or talk about Bitcoin or whatever it is that we happen to be discussing. It's up to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And we are currently raising funds with Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. And research shows that giving cash directly to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. When you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Why would this aid organization in Europe have any idea what these families in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya actually need to improve their lives? Give Directly cuts out the middleman and says, hey, you're in need. Here's some cash. You know what you need. Go and buy it. And we're matching your donations to Give Directly if you use our campaign. You can find it at give.freetalklive.com. We're matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, I don't know if it's still the holiday season or not. This is old ad copy. Head to give.freetalklive.com. Again, that's give.freetalklive.com, because there isn't a better way to help people who live in actual literal poverty. But let's go to the phones. Well,
it counts as holiday season as long as people leave up their lights.
That's true. Well, some people leave them up forever.
But it's a holiday every day.
Let's go to the phones. We have Jimmy calling from Liverpool in the UK. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I just want to say you have an opportunity as New Hampshireans to rejoin the greatest kingdom.
Okay.
The United Kingdom.
Oh, well, so like if we secede from the U.S.?
Be the subjects of the freest kingdom in the world. No jabs, no masks, no bollocks. Yeah, I saw this coming from a kilometer away. This colony is King Boris Johnson, first of his name, by rights. All this talk about liberty, yeah? Why don't you join the freest kingdom on the face of the earth? Let's not
bottle
it out. Let's get it done.
You know, someone mentioned something similar at the New Hampshire Independence Bill hearing that we had recently, Thursday, in fact, at the State House here in New Hampshire. Someone said, you know, if you're saying that secession is invalid, I have to agree with you. Secession is completely invalid, and it doesn't matter what the U.S. Constitution says about that or anything else, because the colonies were in the wrong when they first seceded from the United Kingdom, from the British Empire. So if secession is irrelevant, then we're still British subjects. And we're still part of the British Empire. So secession is either relevant and we're not part of the British Empire, or secession is relevant and we can leave the United States just like we left the British Empire. Only, in theory, this is going to be significantly more peaceable. But why do you characterize the UK as the freest territory on the planet?
Oh, they got no jabs, the masks, they're done.
No masks?
Yeah, they're so free. They got no jabs and masks.
Did they get rid of that?
That is not what I've been hearing.
Well, you're in Liverpool.
They got no mandates, and Boris Johnson went on the telly and he said that we're done with this. We're done.
Okay, I think he's correct. I've seen news headlines in the last few days of various politicians saying, look, we're not going to be able to mandate our way out of this. This is going
By
to...
By Jove, they've come to their senses.
Well, I don't know. Israel said this 9 months ago, and they didn't... One of the health ministers in Australia said this 9 months ago, but yet that didn't slow any of their policies.
Yeah, I got to say, as far as kingdoms go, to speak in Britain's favor, you were allowed the vote to leave the EU, and the EU is largely comparable to the United States. So you do have that on New Hampshire. They won't even give us the opportunity to vote on whether or not we want to leave. But as far as kingdoms go, like, you are way behind Liechtenstein. In Liechtenstein, they still have a very powerful monarch who happens to be an anarchist. And, he's specifically said every single county is allowed to leave Liechtenstein if they want. at any time. And he tried to get them to vote themselves the ability to leave as individuals, and the people of Liechtenstein said, no, that is too much freedom. We do not want to give individuals the ability to individually leave Liechtenstein. You have to do it as a town or not at all. But hey, the monarch is trying to give them more freedom. So
the only problem I see with it is that the next monarch could come in and have an entirely different view of things.
That is the downside.
But other than that, that does sound pretty ideal, pretty promising. That would be interesting to see New Hampshire declare independence from the United States and rejoin the United Kingdom.
That would be hilarious and sad at the same time.
It would be
sad.
Much
like the movie Idiocracy.
Jimmy, thank you so much for the call tonight. It's always fascinating to hear from people on the other side of the pond because we don't, I mean, here in America, all of the news on the internet is just totally fixated on the United States and what's happening in the United States. Probably 90% of articles on Drudge Report, and obviously if you go to a BBC website or something like that, you're going to get website, you're going to get news about the United Kingdom. But if you just go to news.google.com or whatever, most of the, and it, this may be territory specific, I don't know, so. But most of the news that the world seems to be focused on is that's what's coming out of the United States. So we don't hear a lot about what's happening out of there.
Well, and I find your accent suspicious.
But the actual person who came to the New Hampshire hearing, the bill hearing for New Hampshire independence, has said, well, you know, I oppose this bill because I don't think you have the right to secede from the United States government because you're not part of the United States government. Because that was one of the arguments this guy went on for like 20, so Brody Deshaies, I think was his name, was. He went on for like 27 minutes. He was told to research the subject, and you know, he got to speak for 27 minutes. The rest of us only got 3 minutes, but doesn't seem quite fair to me. But one of the things he said was that from the Supreme
Court... You mean the state is giving themselves a larger platform than they give us?
By almost a factor of 10.
No.
But we had the advantage because there were a whole lot more of us than there were of them. So even though he got 27 minutes and all of us only got 3, the hearing ended up going for like an additional 3 hours after, or 2.5 hours, I guess, after this guy spoke, because there were just so many people in the public wanting to speak up about this legislation. But the guy even said, from the Supreme Court point of view, the states never seceded, because all of these states still had their official United States government that were still functioning. They were just temporarily overthrown via a rebellion. So it wasn't an invasion of the Confederate states, according to the Supreme Court. It was a reestablishment. It was them going in and helping the established government suppress a rebellion.
Well, and it's important to remember that what's actually at stake here is a more fundamental question of, is government top-down or bottom-up? Is the fundamental source of power and of rights the government that then bequeaths you the privilege of having rights? Or is it the people that then can say, okay, we come together as a county, and these counties come together as a state, and these states can come together as a nation if they decide to do so?
Yeah, but that's not the question they're interested in answering. I mean, the way these people view the world doesn't make any sense. Like, the state...
It turns out Britain had laws against our revolution. Who knew?
The board on this committee actually sat there and said to me, well, who governs me? There's no one governing me.
Wow.
Dude, the federal government is governing you. They're completely...
We're trying
rules.
To make that true.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is watching as the situation along Russia's border with Ukraine heats up. U.S. officials are reporting the State Department has ordered the families of U.S. embassy personnel in Ukraine to begin evacuating the country by Monday. Russian troops along the border with Ukraine are now reported to be increasing. To counter the Russian threat, arms shipments are now pouring into Ukraine. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine has announced the first shipments of ammunition has already arrived. This was directed by President Biden. U.S. officials say small arms ammunition is the major portion of the shipments, which the State Department is now calling lethal aid. They say the weaponry is needed by the Ukrainian soldiers on the front lines. Javelin anti-tank missiles are expected to arrive sometime next week from the Baltics and the U.S. This is USA Radio News. A winter storm is bringing significant ice and snow to portions of the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast. Residents are not out of the woods as a blast of Arctic air will bring the threat for a rapid freeze-up. Ice and snow hampered travel in cities like Raleigh, North Carolina, where a Delta Airlines flight skidded off the runway at Raleigh-Durham International Airport on Friday night. Meteorologists are saying temperatures are going to drop overnight. At least one person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Los Angeles Friday, including a vehicle driven by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor and former California governor wasn't injured. Details are still emerging on what caused the crash. Authorities say the impact was so severe that the airbags in Schwarzenegger's SUV were released. Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved in the collision. So far, no one has been charged in the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you would like to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
I want to say thank you to Dominique Bashford, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Dominique is a member of the AMP program, the AMPS program, and is giving $10 per month. Of course, we don't ask that. All it takes to join the AMPS program is $5 per month. That gets you in. It does have a number of cool little perks, like there's an AMP-only podcast that doesn't have the ads that we insert and stuff like that. There is an AMP-only chat on the Matrix server, and even an AMP-only Facebook group, although why anyone is still actively using Facebook is beyond me. Like, Facebook is probably my most used social media platform, and I've gotten to the point where, like, maybe once every 3 or 4 days I will open it up and post something and then just immediately close out of it again. Anyway, Dominique Bashford likes our show, and if you like our show, you want to show your support, joining the AMPS program is the best way to do it. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So again, if you like the show, if you value the ideas of liberty, reaching people around the United States on terrestrial radio, on the internet, all of that great stuff, the AMPS program is the best place to do it. So thank you, Dominique, so much for your support. Let's go to the phones. We have Robert on the line listening on WTMA in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you still with us, Robert? Going once. Looks like we lost you. But let's go to Mike listening out in Massachusetts. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to comment about the guy who claimed the UK's opening back up and no longer has any mandates. I don't know specifically about the UK, but I know I've been sent a couple of articles, a couple about Australia and some other European nations claiming that they're opening up. And if you read the title, like I've got one in front of me right now from NBC News that says Australia has decided to let COVID rip. Is that a good idea? So if you read just the headlines, you'd think that they're just opening back up and, you know, F it. But the problem is if you actually read the articles, these are hit pieces complaining that, in this case, Omicron is hitting Australia, and they're claiming that Australia is not doing a good job because they aren't locking down even more than they already are.
I'm not surprised to hear that at all.
Turns out concentration camps were just too liberal of a step.
Well, it's an issue people have with not reading news articles, with just reading headlines and then sharing them. I saw this a lot when the new Matrix movie came out. Of course, people, again, trotted out that narrative that, oh, the Matrix trilogies are really an allegory for being trans, or allegory. I don't know which one
it's
it is.
It's allegory.
Okay, for being trans. And they post all of these headlines that say that, you know, one of the Wachowski sisters actually said this, but if you actually look at the article and read it, the sisters have made it very, very clear that it's nothing of the sort and that they don't have any idea how being trans affected the movie that they wrote and produced and directed. But that doesn't stop people from sharing. When I make these points, they will immediately argue with me and share one of these clickbait, incorrect headlines and say, no, you're wrong. Here's the article that proves it, without ever even bothering to read said article. And it doesn't matter. You can show them quotes directly from that article. They don't care. The headline says this, it must be true.
Yeah, but this headline agrees with my narrative. How dare you question my narrative? You're supposed to be on my side.
So, Mike, thank you so much for the call tonight. I'm not surprised at all to hear that's the case with the COVID-19 lockdowns in the United Kingdom. The United States hasn't gone into lockdown like it did in 2020. God, it has been a long time, hasn't it?
It has.
There are some states like California and, you know, New York City. Well, New York City isn't a state, but some places like California and New York City that are going into extreme lockdowns. And, of course, vaccine mandates and vaccine green passes, whatever they're calling them, those have been rolled out in some places like, I don't know exactly where, but they do exist in places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it definitely lends credibility to the theory that this is all going to get transferred into a global warming lockdown in the future, because why else are you calling it a green pass?
It was curious that they would call it a green pass, other than, you know, green means go on streetlights. That was the only other thing I could really come up with.
And I mean, it is kind of obvious. Yeah, I mean, I imagine that's the cover that they're using for it. But I mean, if you're heavy into like climate change is an existential threat, then of course you noticed, oh, so we are willing under some circumstances to reduce our carbon footprint to practically nothing. And yeah, we are apparently willing to do that. It is causing enormous shortages and untold death and destruction throughout the world.
Oh, dude, the death and destruction throughout the world has barely even started at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to get a whole lot worse before it ever gets better. I hope people stocked up on food. I hope you use your stimulus checks to stock up on food or gold or cryptocurrency or water or something that's going to be useful. If you just bought a television, oh, man, you're going to have a rough time ahead. I'm sorry, but you are.
Yeah, and that's one of those fun things where if people had followed your advice and taken that stimulus check, even now with the, like, oh, but the price has suddenly crashed, there's still just a huge profit margin there.
There is actually a calculator. Let's see. No, it's a Twitter account. That's even better because I'm allowed to use Twitter, that will calculate exactly. As of January 18th, if you had used your stimulus check in 2020, whenever it was, to buy Bitcoin, that $12,000 would now be worth 1200, yes. That $1,200 would now be worth $7,634 in Bitcoin, up about 530%. Of course, that's a few days ago, and I believe the value of Bitcoin has gone down a bit, so it'd probably be like $7,100 or something like that at this point. But still, that $1,200, if you had bought Bitcoin, would now buy you $7,000 worth of goods and services on the open market. Whereas that $12,000, it buys you less today than it bought you 2 years ago. Because all of the prices on things have gone up. You're like, oh, yes, but wages increased as well. Okay, the average wage increase, if I remember the numbers correctly, was something like 5% in the year 2021. Whereas the increase in prices as a result of the inflation and the wage increases and all of, and the supply issues and all of that was 9%. So even though you got paid a 5% more, everything cost you 9% more. And you don't have to have a degree in advanced mathematics to look at two numbers and tell me which one is bigger, 5% or 9%. If 5% is bigger, you made money. Mm-hmm. If 9% is bigger, you lost money. And I got to tell you, 9 is bigger than 5.
And this is always going to happen. So, I mean, for one thing, you have the fact that changing prices on products and services can happen immediately. Like, if a grocery store decides to, they can change the prices of all their products over lunch. Whereas changing the prices of labor, that almost never happens. Like, oh, you can go in and talk to them every 6 months or a year to talk about a 1% or 5% or whopping 7% increase in your pay. And it just doesn't keep pace with the printing of money. So they print a bunch of money. There's now more money chasing the same amount of goods and services. They're going to change the prices of goods and services without changing the price of labor. And it just happens over and over again and gets doubly compounded when every company is like, well, I definitely won't charge more, or I won't pay you more than minimum wage. Why would they make it minimum wage at this number if we couldn't do minimum wage at that number?
Yeah, it's completely, I mean, you raise a really good point about how inflation, the effects of an increase in the money supply, they basically set in immediately. You won't notice it at first, but it sets in immediately, and it only escalates from there. Whereas, what do you get a raise? Once every 6 months? Once every quarter, if you're lucky? More likely, you get a yearly review, and your company gives you a 2% raise or something like that. 2% was standard when I worked as a slot technician, and, you know, that's a standard, that's a very specialized field, and even there, the raise is only 2% a year. That's not going to match that 9% increase in prices that you've been fighting the entire previous year. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. SunEBay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from SunEBay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for SunEBay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for SunEBay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from SunEBay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. At 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
And we've been talking about Bitcoin and reasons to use Bitcoin. One of the biggest, of course, being that if you... Well, it's not even one of the biggest, but one of the most impactful things that we can say is in 2020, as far as I understand, every single American taxpayer received a $1,200 stimulus check. I was among them. Anyone who used that stimulus check, when they received it, I got mine on like May the 2nd or something like that, to purchase Bitcoin, has seen an increase in the value of their Bitcoin, or in the value of that $1,200, however you wish to speculate it, because it's still that same amount of Bitcoin. That Bitcoin is just worth more money. So if you had spent that whole $1,200 on Bitcoin, today it would be worth around $7,000 with an increase of about 500%. Hope you're enjoying that brand new 65-inch plasma screen or whatever it is you use your stimulus checks on out there. Hopefully people use it on Bitcoin or gold. Gold hasn't seen the increase that Bitcoin has. So it's almost like... And this is why I don't think Bitcoin is actually reacting to the USD's inflation, because gold isn't reacting to the inflation of the USD. Gold is still just hovering around there at the same price that it's always been at. So I think what we're seeing with Bitcoin is solely a result of supply and demand.
Well, the only major movement I've seen with gold and Bitcoin did the same thing, because they are both hedges against inflation, is that when the big Build Back Better bill got defeated, there was a sudden plunge, because they're like, oh, you mean you're not going to suddenly print trillions of dollars? I guess I don't need to hedge against inflation that much.
Oh, well, that's a silly bet, because they're not going to suddenly print trillions of dollars, but they're still going to slowly print trillions of dollars. But let's go to the phone. We have Dave Ridley of RidleyReport.com on the line with us from here in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Good to hear you in there. I was kind of fascinated by the guy calling from England, because all my relatives came from England. My grandmother was a Walton. Her relatives were DeWaltons, who were ministers to the kings of England till about the time the Mayflower came and one of the Waltons came and landed and settled in Worcester, Mass.
Also, you probably beat me here then, because my family came here in 1620. So I assume you got here before.
I don't know what the date was. I really don't. I have the genealogy written down, but it's all gray matter to me. I was never interested. I did want to say, though, my father was a Lidstone, came from Lidstone, England. There's a little town there. At one time, they had the largest water wheel, or one of the biggest water wheels on the river there in England. I think it ran like 5 grist mills. I don't know how it happened, but 2 of the Lidstone brothers were brought by to the penal colony on Prince Edward Island. They escaped, came down into northern Maine, and all the Lidstones in New England are related to those 2 brothers. So that goes back to sailing ships when the penal colony was on Prince Edward Island. Now, I almost think with that genealogy, I have the right to be the king of New Hampshire.
Well, it's something I was going to bring up to our caller that suggested we rejoin the Kingdom of Great Britain. I think that the ideal system is in fact monarchy. However, I should be a king, you should be a king, Arya should be a queen. We should each be our own individual monarch.
Amen. I agree. Hey, I don't want to take up your time. If you want to, I love to talk. I got all evening. If you want to talk about anything, you ask me. I'll answer your question. How's that?
Well, Dave, I didn't see you at the bill hearing Thursday. Were you unable to make it?
No, I'm 81, and I'm a mile and a half back in the woods. And there's no road back here. I'm off grid.
This is River Dave, not Dave Ridley. That's why I didn't recognize his voice.
There you go.
Yeah, River Dave.
Sorry. I thought you said Ridley Dave, and I was like, that's a weird way for him to characterize his name. Now, okay, I'm following you now. We are on the same page. I know who you are. My apologies.
Well, it's definitely good to have you. It's good to have you calling in. You're one of those rare, wonderful success stories of people who the government decides to target, and then you still get to go back to the life of deciding to keep yourself separate from them again.
Well, last week they headed to the Concord Monitor that they were going to arrest me again. Well, I talked with the police, and we had a little bit of an understanding, and I'm still out and free, kicking, sitting by the wood stove right now. So the Concord Monitor was wrong that time. I don't know how often they can be wrong and still be a newspaper.
I have been asking myself that very question about the entire corporate media structure for years.
How
wrong can you be and still exist?
River Dave, thank you so much for the call tonight, man. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I have put those sludge videos on both the editor's desk several times of the union leader and the Concord Monitor, which is just down the road from me. I walked right in, put it on the desk. It's, we'll take care of it. John Harrigan, the outdoor sports writer, I've sent them to him. You know, they just will not talk about that sludge, but they'll put an old man in jail because he tries to.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, it's tragic. Keep fighting the good fight, man.
Yeah, for our listeners, he's been speaking out against a lot of...
I'm going to stay here. This fight is, there's no need to burn people's houses down. We're not in North Korea. This is supposed to be the United States. You don't destroy people's property just because you disagree with them. So... they put Mike Gill out of his house, took his house, his Bentley, closed down 5 businesses because he put that sludge video on. So, I'm going to stay here. They can drag me out barefooted in the middle of winter if they want, but I'm going to stand my ground.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to hear it, man. Well, we're standing with you all the way, in so much as we can, but, you're the one out there on the front lines fighting them, and you have our support, absolutely. Thank you so much for the call tonight, River Dave.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Really sorry I misunderstood what you said at the first. You said it was because of your accent, which made me think that Dave Ridley was doing an accent, and I got so confused until you said you were 81, and I was like, Dave Ridley is nowhere near 81 years old. What is he talking about? And then it all clicked, and I feel very silly. But thank you again so much for the call. And
yeah, and for any non-regular listeners, what he's talking about with the sludge is there's a lot of pollution that's just being poured directly into the waterways, and he's trying to push back against that.
Yeah, and this all started, as I understand it, because he was arrested for living on property that he had been living on for like 30-something years, mm-hmm. and that he had an agreement with the people with about it, and they were it's a whole mess. You have to have been following the saga from the beginning, because I can't possibly recount the entire thing. But basically, just some people got upset and were like, no, we're going to undo some stuff that we did back in the past, and we don't really care that it's going to, you know, destroy the only home you've had for the last 30 years. And then, if I recall correctly, while River Dave was in jail, his house, the one that had survived the last 30 years without any problems, mysteriously burned down, wink wink, finger quotes. So it does appear, from an outsider point of view, and there's no evidence of this, this is an accusation, but it would appear to the layman that someone had him arrested and burnt his house down while he was gone, so that he had nothing to go back to and had no choice but to leave. But River Dave, being a creative person, was like, okay, well, my shed survived, so he's now expanding that. He took that back in, and he's turned that into his home, and I don't know what he's done with it since, but because, like I said, I haven't followed the story that closely. I couldn't possibly recap all of it anyway, but it's been truly tragic to see the way that the governments are jerking this innocent person around.
Yeah, and I mean, it's 10 degrees out there right now, so like,
if it's even that high.
So for someone to be willing to, I'm going to move into my shed in order to maintain the freedom that I have and stay off the grid and just keep to myself is really extraordinary.
It is. And it's an inspiration to us all, because it's not easy. When you stand up for freedom, the governments of the world, and the United States government is no exception to this, they tend to get upset about that. They don't like it when people tell them no, because they recognize that, you know, if someone else sees you telling them no, they're going to be inspired to tell them no as well. So they want to make an example of you. Squash this rebellion before we have everyone saying no, but no, it's really simple. And the parking situation here in Keene is a perfect example of why it's so important to just say no. And we'll talk about that when we get back, because I think it's interesting. It's related to Bitcoin and defunding the state and all of these awesome things. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.